Welcome to Scale Your Course. If designing and delivering a scalable course has got you feeling overworked, overwhelmed, and just plain tapped out, you're not alone. I'm Tracy Sheriff, and in this podcast, you'll listen to a combination of solo episodes and powerhouse interviews, where we'll share tips, strategies, and insider insights into how you can successfully design and deliver a scalable course. Prepare to reach your next level business goals without compromising your health and wealth with the Scale Your Course podcast. Happy Monday, everyone. I'm Tracy Sheriff, one of the branch directors for Happy Healthy Women. And I'm so happy to be back doing live streams for you. It has been a hot minute since I have actually posted in the group. So today I want to talk to you about course creation. If you don't know me, I am someone who helps coaches in the personal development and wellness space transition their expertise into an online course to help them build a sustainable revenue stream. And ideally, they have revenue goals. They have targets that they're trying to hit. And at some point in every coach's business, coaching one-on-one, you hit a ceiling. There becomes an up time where you have to determine how you're going to scale your business so that you can have everything that you want in life, right? Whether that be more money, more freedom, more flexibility, whatever it is. So in today's live stream, I really want to talk to you about the process of course creation. And this really comes from me having a conversation through email today with a client who we've been working on a certification for her. And we've had a few stops and starts in the process, and some of it is due to some travel that she's had, but nevertheless, the process doesn't feel super smooth. And this also doesn't feel super smooth for me as well, because there's a lot of context switching when you're switching between projects, and there's gaps in time from the ideation of it to the actual development of the outline, and then further to that, the curriculum. So I thought today I would talk about how course creation is like embarking on a grand adventure, right? It's full of twists and turns and moments of pure inspiration, but there is many pivotal stages that you have to work through. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is the inception of the idea, the spark that ignites the flame of creativity. And this phase is super important, and it's where all the magic is. So let's start with the spark, and that's really where ideas take flight. So we know that every course begins with a spark, a moment of inspiration, that sets the wheels in motion, right? It can be a fleeting thought, a conversation with a colleague, or a sudden realization of an unmet need. And really, whatever form it takes, this spark is really the jump-off point or the catalyst for everything that follows. And I'm sure you can relate. Some people have like these sparks in the shower. They might have them, you know, while they're eating their breakfast or they're driving to work. Or, you know, if you're like me, you have an idea book that you have beside your bed at night. But it all starts there with this spark. And that usually is what brings people to me, right? That they have this spark. And then once the spark is there and it's lit and it's staying lit, because we know there are some sparks that just pop out and disappear. Once that spark like really ignites, it's really time to nurture the seed of the idea. And this is where I brainstorm with my clients. We do market research and we have tons of discussion about what's possible. So at the pivotal center of that, or at the center of that, is the needs of the people that are going to be taking the course. So the learners or the clients. identifying their challenges and envisioning the impact, right, that you want to make. And that's really a process of exploration and discovery, which really lays the groundwork for everything that's to come. And then I want to talk about the brainwave. So this is where, when ideas are really starting to take shape, creativity takes center stage. So this is where we're looking at solutions, concepts, we're pushing the boundaries of innovation. This is where the sticky notes come out, the whiteboards get filled with ideas, the mind maps, if you choose to use them, are everywhere. You're doodling. It becomes exciting because you're starting to feel what's possible and see your vision starting to unfold in front of you. And it's often fueled by passion and a relentless pursuit of impact and excellence. I would say excellence as well. So then we have conception, and this is where creativity really starts to flow, ideas start to blossom. The moment of conception arrives, we solidify our vision, outline our course objectives, right? Got to have objectives and sketch the blueprint for the course. And this is where clarity comes amidst the chaos, right? And this feels amazing as it's happening, but I always call it the messy middle, right? I warn my students in course design school, and I always talk to my clients about the messy middle. And actually, I think in one of my podcast episodes where I interviewed Debbie Sluice, we also talked about the messy middle. But this is where we really need to nurture our ideas and cultivate them into something amazing. And then we have the lighting of the flame. And this is where we have our blueprint and it's time to bring our course to life. And this is where content creation comes into play. We really build out the lessons, we curate the resources, we are really fueled by the passion and commitment to getting it right, doing it well, and also, figuring out how to really engage people and foster the best learning experience possible. And then we begin to shape the masterpiece. And then, really, this is about the final stages of the course creation process. And this is where we fine-tune. We polish our materials. We might even still be creating some of them because I'm a big believer and we build a plane on the way up. And I'm sure you've heard me say that before. And that's when we plan for the grand unveiling, the ta-da of the course. And this is where we really reflect and refine, and every detail is scrutinized, right? And then we have to set the stage. We have this course created. We need to set it up for success. We need to prepare our marketing materials, create our promotional campaigns, and really build anticipation among our audience. I like to say it's the calm before the storm because even though that messy part of the ideation phase was there, that spark phase, there, is this anticipation of are people really going to actually say yes and actually put money on the table for this offer? And, I really just want to emphasize just how complex this journey really is. It doesn't have to be hard, it doesn't have to be, overwhelming. With the right guide, it can be an amazing experience. But the reason that I speak to this is because people often see course creation as a simple way to just start to earn passive income. And if you're working with me, you'll know that there is not anything simple about it. I don't want to create such an experience for people that they are scared off for life of the process, but I do really value the intentionality of the design process. And then, of course, now the putting it to market and testing and iterating and all of those things. So, the reason I'm sharing this with you is, when I had this conversation with my client today, and, there's this friction around not sort of, the missing elements of her course. I was really just, reflecting on this amazing experience, this grand adventure of course creation. And I wanted to bring you along. And if you're someone who's thinking about creating a course, know that while it is a challenging experience, it's also an energizing and uplifting experience that can really help you create some space in how you serve your clients, when you serve your clients, and all kinds of things that we can talk about in another live stream. So hopefully you found some inspiration there in this idea of igniting that spark and what might be involved to take it through to delivery. I'm Tracy Sheriff, and if you have any questions about course creation, I would be happy to schedule a chat, even just to touch base and find out what spark is percolating for you.